Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on the top of Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Gemara that Ki'asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over from the Torah of Eretz Yisrael that Yachol Yilkal Teisefes V'nasav Le'Tamuda Liftura. That they say in Eretz Yisrael a Memra that I might think that you get Malkus for Teisefes, but however we have a drasha to say that you're Pater. And they say in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know what's the Teisefes, what's the drasha. And they bring a Melchaikis that Rabbi Lazar Amar, Rabbi Lazar says that it's Harisha, that Teisefes is referring to Harisha, Vachi Kamar, and this is what the Memra is saying. The Yachol Yokal Harisha. I might think that on Shemitah you should get Malkus for being Chayresh on Shemitah, even though there's no law for it, at least not Lehedya, in the Pasuk, the Asim Mikal Pradu Klal, but they have a Klal Pradu Klal to say that you get Malkus for Harisha. Unasiv Tamuda Liftura, Dim Kain Kolani Prati Lamali. However, then we bring the drush that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, that no, from the fact that the Torah specified certain toldos, it must be that you're only chai for these ones and not others, that you don't get malchus for being chayrish on Shemitah. Rabbi Yechonon says, what's Teisefes? It's referring to the Yamim Sheisifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Teisefes Shvias, the days before Rosh Hashanah, that Chazal added on as Teisefes Shvias, that you're not allowed to plow the field. And this is what the Memra is saying. That Yachol Yokal Teisefes Rosh Hashanah, I might think that you get Malkus for doing Malacha on the field during these days of Teisefes before Rosh Hashanah, Teisefes Shvias, the Asim Yivacharja Bekatzer Tishbais, as we'll see later, we learn it out from a Pasuk, the concept of Teisefes Shvias, we learn it out from a Pasuk, so I might think you get Malkus, Venasavat Tamud Aliftura, get to be in and Lemay Merlekaman. However, you're going to be Potter because it's a Drasha, what's the Drasha? So the Gemara will get to that later. Now, my yam lefnei shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. What are these days? What's the history behind it? What's the deal with this Teisefes Shvias? Says the Gemara Kedinan, it's like we learned in the Mishnah, that an masai charshin b'stei ilan erev Shvias, for how long are you allowed to continue to plow your field in a field that has trees in it, a tree field, how long can you continue plowing it before Shemitah, in the year before Shemitah, meaning there is a concept of Teisefes, how long are you allowed to continue plowing? Beishami oimrim kozman shiafu lepri, or Beizil oimrim man atzeres. Beizil says a more defined date, he says until Shvuas. Beishami says it's so long as your plowing is beneficial for the 6 years tree. If it's not beneficial anymore for the 6 years tree, only for the 7th year, so that already is aser. That's already when it's included in Teisefes Shvias, but kozman that it's good for the 6 years, so then it's fine. Ukraivin divrei elu liyos kedivrei elu. It's really very similar. Beisham is only a little bit more machmer than Beisilo. It's just before Shavuos. That's when this year is. Van mazay charsin stay alav on erev Shvias. And how long are you allowed to plow a field that has grain growing in it on erev Shemitah? So once there's no more moisture in the ground from the rain, which is simon to know the one that is, it's so long as people are still plowing their fields to plant different melons and gourds. Reb Shimon says that no, he doesn't like that shear because everyone could just say, oh yeah, my field didn't dry out yet, and that's not the way the Torah usually gives shiurim. Ella b'stei halavan ad Pesach, ad Pesach. Rather, it's a defined shear. Stay love when you're allowed to plow until Pesach. Ubestei ha'ilon, like we said before, ad atzeres, it's until Shavuos. According to Beis Hillel, mamish until Shavuos. According to Beis Shammai, drop before, but relatively until Shavuos. Now, v'am Reb Shem ben Paz, v'am Reb Yeshua ben Levi, v'shu bar kapara, that Reb Gamliel, ubeis dino, nimnu al shnei prakam, alalu ubitlam. That Reb Gamliel and his bezdin, they were actually mevatel, that there's no more Teisefes Shvias on Shavuos and Pesach. Now, Amar le Reb Zera l'Rabbi Avayu. So Reb Zera asked Reb Avayu, "V'amri la Rishakash Reb Yochanan, that Reb Gamliel of Beis Dina, hechi matzim mevatli takanta de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? How could Reb Gamliel and his bezdin just go and be mevatel the takanta Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but tanan in bezdin yachol mevatel the very bezdin chaveri? Elam kein gadol mimenu b'chacham b'minyan. You can't undo a takana of an earlier bezdin unless you're greater in chachma and wisdom and in minyan and in numbers. So how could they go ahead and just be mevatel the takana of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel?" So says the Gemara, Yishtayim v'kashor chado, he was taken aback for a moment, and then Amar Leh, then he got himself together, and he answered like this, and Amar, kachitnu b'nehen, that's what Beishami v'Beisilo, that's the Tanai that they made amongst them when they gave this Teisefes Shvias, of Pesach and Shvuas, they said, kol ha'reitzel levatel yavav yivatel. There's a time later on in life, later on in the hemshech of the world, that the fields don't produce as well, so they want to be mevatel this Teisefes, so they're allowed to. Okay, well, ask the Gemara still, this is very shver. Because did who he? Is this theirs? Are Beishami and Beisilal, are they the Bailim over Tesef HaShvias? It's their own Takana? Halach L'maishim Esinai. It's Halach L'maishim Esinai. You definitely can't be Mavatal. Halach L'maishim Esinai. So Tesef HaShvias is a Halach L'maishim Esinai. Da'am Rav Asim, Rav Yochan, Mishim, Rav Nechunia, Yish Bekas, Beishchorton. That Esther Netiyos, Arava, Menisach HaMayim, Halach L'maishim Esinai. Our focus is on Esther Netiyos. That there's a heter to plow a field during Tesef HaShvias if you have Esther Netiyos. If you have 10 young saplings growing in a relatively small field of 50 square amos, so it would be a big loss not to plow it. So you're allowed to. Otherwise, though, there's an Isser of Tesef HaShvias. So you see already from the Halach L'maishu Mesinai that there's an Isser of Tesef HaShvias. How could Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dina go ahead and be Mevatlet? Says the Gemara Teretz number 1, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Ki gemiri hilchasa shleishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halach L'maishu Mesinai only applies to 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Va'asu hani, and then Shami Beisilal came, and Tikva miPesach u'me'atzeres. They were extended it, and then he said, Estei Lava, and you already have to stop from Pesach, and Estei Ilan from Shavuos. According to Beishami, it dropped earlier than that. Va'asnu bedetu, and they made it tonight, kol ha'reitz levatel yavu vivatel. Then whoever wants to later could go ahead and be mevatel this extra extension. So Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai, they were only mevatel Beishami and Beisilal's extra extension, but in a Hanami, they were not mevatel the fact that there's still a din of Tesef HaShvias 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, we mentioned the fact that Tesef HaShvias is a halach l'maishu Mesinai. Ask the Gemara, v'hani hilchasaninu? Is that really a halach l'maishu Mesinai? Kraninu, but we learned it out from a pasuk. Something that you learn out from a pasuk, you don't call that a halach l'maishu Mesinai. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'charish u'bekatzer tishbois." Now you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. So the simple pshat of the pasuk is that it's talking about Shabbos. Says Rabbi Akiva Omer, that ain't zaruch leimer charish u'bekatzer shel shvius. It can't be talking about plowing and harvesting on the Shemitah year itself. He's learning that we're discussing Shemitah. He says it can't be talking about plowing and harvesting on the Shemitah year itself. Sharik Varnemer Sadukhali says Rabukharim Khali Sizmar. And the Rebbe says you can't harvest your karim. And the pasuk continues, it's Sviach Kirtzcha Loyitzer. So it says already in the pasuk you can't harvest on Shemitah. So why would the pasuk repeat itself and say Bakhar Shivakatzar Tishbais? Elo Kharvis shall erev shvias, shenichnas shvias, ukatzer shall shvias, shiyatzul matzah shvias. It must be the pasuk's teaching me the din of Tesef HaShvias. That already before Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow. If it's only for the Shemitah year stuff, so then you're not allowed to plow. And also on matzah shvias, there's a din of Tesef HaShvias. Certain things that only grew a very minimal amount on Shemitah, so then it continues to have kedusha shvias even after Shemitah, even though it continues to grow after Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, not that it had minimal growth, it had a third of its growth, I believe, is the shear. Rabbi Shmuel says that ma charish rishus, af katzir rishus. Rabbi Shmuel says that the pasuk's talking about Shabbos, and what the pasuk's telling me is like this. Now, just like plowing is always something that the person does, and it's not for a mitzvah, at least not be'etzem, so too the katzir, the harvesting that the pasuk's talking about, is also a rishus. It's talking about plowing, it's talking about harvesting, that's not for a mitzvah. That's when the Torah says, Tishbais, that you're not allowed to do this plowing and this harvesting on Shabbos. Yatza katzir ha'imer shi mitzvah, which is coming to exclude and teach us really, about the katzir ha'imer, that's daicha Shabbos. That's a mitzvah that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. But the point is that you see a coin to Rabbi Akiva, Tesef HaShvias is learned from a pasuk. So how could you tell me it's a halacha l'maishu Mesinai? Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that ki gemiri hilchasa l'mishra yalda. And cry, l'meisa zekena. The pasuk is coming to teach me the etzem isser of Tesef HaShvias, that normally there's an isser to plow. The halacha l'maishu Mesinai was telling me just about the heter when it's a young sapling. Last thing, Gemara, the cave in the hilchasa l'mishra yalda, lav memela zekena asiro. Don't you already see from the halacha l'maishu Mesinai, you can make the diak. If there's a heter for a yalda, for a sapling, so then you can learn out that if it's not a netiyah, if it's not a sapling, so then there's an iser. By a zakena, there's an iser. I don't need the pasuk for that. So, Elamai, we learn out the Tesef HaShvias in the pasuk, it must be it's not a halach l'maishu Mesinai. So how can you say before that it's a halach l'maishu Mesinai? So as the Gemara, Elah hilchasel Rabbi Yishmael and Kreel Rabbi Akiva. Now, in a chanami, when we said before that Tesef HaShvias is a halach l'maishu Mesinai, that's only according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tesef HaShvias is learned out from a pasuk. Either way, it's only for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Shammai and Hillel, they extended Tesef HaShvias even earlier. And Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dinai, they were mevatel Beishami and Beis Hillel's extra extension. But in a chanami, they're still keeping to the pasuk or to the halach l'maishu Mesinai that there's a din of Tesef HaShvias 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Oh, you're right.